100 miles away. My Anna's waiting there, as I await the day that she arrives. Each night I give my thanks, that soon will join the ranks of men and wives.
Edith, I understand there is to be a blessed event.
What?
Cook tells me that Anna is to be married.
Oh, yes, she is.
You must be very proud of your accomplishment.
Oddly enough, I am.
100 miles away, my wife will have a test. This final test will prove just who survives. My fate will be revealed, or like the letters sealed by men and wives.
Oh, thank you for the dress, Mrs. Oh, I don't know how we could have ever fought. You're the only friend I got.
No, thank you, Anna. Well, let's try it on.
And the nursery is waiting, and the rocking horse is carved, and the cradle's by the window that looks out into the garden as it thrives on the dreams of lucky men and wives.
What does you mean in the letter, a private wedding?
No fuss, no bother, no guests.
But you will come along, Mum. I wouldn't know what to say to him. You will come?
Yes, yes, I will, Anna. After all, one must be in on the death of a dream.
So if I let her go, perhaps she will return and bring with her the hope within the pain. If I am unafraid, we may join the parade of men and wives again. Perhaps we should send this rocking horse on for Anna. She's bound to start a family soon. Though the nursery is still waiting and the rocking horse is gone, must the cradle sitting empty be a symbol of the couple and their lives, or are there dreams for lonely men and wives?
100 miles
100
from now,
miles
we'll
from
be
now,
a family.
We may yet be a family.
The happy ending's coming up.
For something
time
should last.
The future is what drives the hopes of men and wives. And the future,
yes, the future
is coming.
Is coming.